From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Time now for your letters and a pair of corrections. Recently, we brought you a story about partnerships between gun manufacturers and video game companies. We said that the game publisher, Electronic Arts, took down its links to gun websites after the Newtown shooting. In fact, those links had already been removed before the shooting. And after the shooting, the company took down the entire website displaying the gun companies they partnered with.
One more correction. On Friday's program, we profiled British actor Riz Ahmed. He's the star of the new film, The Reluctant Fundamentalist.
I'm drawn to doing projects that are bold in some way.
But his next role? We got it wrong. We said he'll be playing a man on trial in the film Closed Circuit. He'll actually play a spy in that film.
Now to your letters. And several of you wrote in about my interview with poet and undertaker Thomas Lynch. I asked him about the struggle to find a cemetery willing to take the body of Boston bombing suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev.
To simply say that someone hasn't risen to the occasion suitable to be buried in this cemetery or that suggests that they're not human, and that is not the case here. This is one of our own kind who did this.
John Witkowitz of Smyrna, Georgia writes, "It's a comfort to know I'm not the only one who feels that dehumanizing others, regardless of their actions in life, dehumanizes ourselves in the process."
And many thanks, writes Bill DeNome of Wilmington, North Carolina. Thomas Lynch's compassion, deep humanity, and good sense are much needed nowadays, and we are richer for it.
Thank you for writing and for listening. To send us your thoughts, go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.